And that was the time I beat a freaking shark. Isn't that wild?
Oh, what a wild story, Robert. Speaking of which, we're also on YouTube.
Yeah, check us out. YouTube, Moist Monday Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. It's time for a big bucket of news. Wow, we're coming in hot today. We got a lot of things to talk about.
Coming in wet.
We're coming in wet. I have an announcement to make. Most of you might already know it by now because it was announced yesterday.
On your other channels?
On my other channels. Well, some of them. It's been announced on them, but it is public. I used to be in a band called Hazer.
And now you know.
H-A-Z-E-R, and that's it. That's the news.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. No, we're coming back, baby. We haven't played a show since 2021, yep. Over 4 years ago. One night only.
Thought it was two nights only.
The other show's not announced yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One night only.
As of now.
That's a little teaser. But one night only. August. Saturday, August 23rd in Des Moines. Woolies. Come be there. I think a lot of people listening to this will be there.
I'll be there.
I think Nathan's going to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think Nathan and Cindy are driving down.
Oh, shit. Okay, hell yeah.
Isn't that fucking wild?
Come party with us.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, it's going to be sick Saturday night, August. Come hang out. I'm getting nervous because I haven't played bass in a long time.
Yeah, you have to learn that again.
Yeah, and like, I've been watching old footage and I'm like, damn, I had some stage presence.
Yeah, you had hair.
Yeah, and I had hair. I was watching like our last Woolies show and it was like post-COVID. Uh-huh. It's like people in the crowd are wearing masks.
Sure, yeah.
And then I just look like I'm homeless.
Yeah, you didn't look great.
I hadn't been to the barber in
right.
A year and a half, you know? So it's just long hair, big beard.
We did have to wear a mask for that, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, most people took it off.
Sure,
but I think you had to wear it to get in or something. Yeah, so Hazer's back.
Hazer's coming back.
I think we're releasing a limited edition t-shirt just for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be one night only. As for now.
Yeah.
One night only, but come see us because I think we're just doing it as a reunion and then that's it.
Sure.
So
maybe you'll do it again in a couple of years.
Yeah, maybe. But our guitar player lives in Florida. So like we logistically can't do it all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're having fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some rock music.
Come to Woolies. I'll be there. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. But now let's listen to some music that sucks. You can sex. God, that's so loud. P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me another P.
P.
Give me an E.
E.
What's that spell?
Pope.
It's time for a Pope rally.
Today's episode is going to be very educational for everybody. Jacob took 11 pages of notes.
I've been studying the Pope for the past week.
We're going to talk popes, okay? Because we've been talking about it for a few weeks.
We're going to be talking about the papacy. Papist. I don't remember how to say it.
The papistry?
That's a tapestry.
Oh.
No.
What's a papist?
It's like another word for popes.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The Catholics have been called the papists before, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, they've also been called the rapists.
Yeah, that's true. And I didn't take too many notes on that, but it came up every once in a while.
Okay, I mean, they have been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah. All right. But yeah.
You're going to have a few bad eggs, okay?
As a few bad popes.
I'm ready for a pope rally.
All right, I believe as we discussed last week, I said I would do this, and so I did. Which, hey, it's one of the first times we followed through on something.
That is true, because I'm like, oh, yeah, we actually did it.
Yeah, we talked about it and then we did it. Oh, also last week apparently nothing happened with the tornadoes.
Yeah, we were fine.
Yeah, the news looked bad and then just nothing happened.
It was heading our way and then
just didn't
split.
I don't know if like it any place got hit horribly.
Okay.
I didn't see anything at least.
Well, thankfully,
but also I was knee deep in popes.
Yeah.
All right. So,
which is a few people I have been too. we're not gonna talk about those today.
All right, well, we will. All right.
Oh, we will. Okay. Spoiler alert.
The Pope rally. Did you know?
Oh, we're starting off with fun facts.
I can become Pope.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm. Any, I don't know. I guess I don't remember if it was baptized or it's just any Catholic man under the age of 80 can be Pope.
80s, the cutoff?
They're all old.
Yeah, that is true.
Which is weird that like there is a cutoff since they all go in at like in their 70s.
Yeah, and then once they're in, you're in.
So until you die or you leave, yes.
Jesus. Okay, so what if I get... What if I just start going to Catholic church?
You will have to get rebaptize
as a Catholic
and go through confirmation and your first Eucharist again, because our Eucharist is different too.
Oh fuck, because I did all that shit through the Lutherans.
Yeah, and that doesn't count. Yeah. That ain't shit.
Yeah, that doesn't.
You ain't
mean.
Got no popes.
But you, that would be wild if 50 years, yeah,
I become pope.
You go, well, I'm not 80 yet.
Yeah, so throw me in. You know who recently threw their big hat in the pope ring? Fucking Donald Trump.
Did he really? Is he Catholic?
Yes. I fucking guess. No, he or the White House tweeted an AI picture of Pope Trump.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Dude, based on how fucked the United States is becoming, I wouldn't be shocked.
I would prefer.
Yeah, actually,
if he went that way.
Yeah, if he actually just, instead of ruling America, he's just like, I rule Christianity.
Just the Catholics. He can have them. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he already does.
Most of the Catholics would love it.
Yeah, that's true. That's insane. But yes.
God. All right, big red pope. The big orange pope.
Yeah, there you go.
That's insane.
Big hat, tiny hands.
How am I going to eat this burger?
God, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, and other Republicans have backed him up, too.
I mean, at least if he was wearing the hat, we wouldn't have to see his dumb hair.
That's fair. Or there'd just be a giant Trump logo on the hat.
That'd be, yeah, really, he changed funny. It from white to red.
Yeah, and just gold Trump across it. That'd actually be kind of sick.
Make Christianity great again.
Maka.
Well, Maka.
No, it'd be McKeg.
McKeg.
Yeah. All right, but no, only cardinals have been elected pope since 1378.
Jesus, okay.
All right, and a cardinal is selected by the pope, and he chooses between bishops and priests, but I believe if a priest gets chosen to become a cardinal, they technically, like, hit bishop immediately, too.
Okay, so bishop is cardinal.
Because it goes like, I guess, you're a bottom, and then you're a clergyman.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then I think you hold the cup sometimes, and you're a priest.
Okay, yeah. Priest, yeah, is important.
Then there's, yeah, priest, bishop. I don't know where, like, deacon fits in either.
Probably around there.
That's in there somewhere.
That's somebody.
And then, yeah, cardinal.
So
then,
cardinal is right below pope.
Yes.
And you have to become a cardinal to become a pope?
No, that's what I just said. I think you technically, like, oh, wait, no. Because only cardinals have been elected since 1378. Any Catholic can become a pope.
Damn, okay. Yes. Weird.
It's just they generally only do cardinals, yeah, because that's fair.
You got to climb the tower.
You probably should, yeah, to, yeah, get to the big hat.
You got
to
prove that you've earned it. You can't just be like, I like God.
Enough. Yeah, it used to just, like, the times it wasn't a cardinal, it was, like, money back in, like, the, yeah, olden days. Or, like, you, like, owned a castle and would just attack somebody.
Yeah, that's when Trump would have been fucking the pope.
He would have loved it back then.
Yeah, he would have been king.
And he's trying to bring, that's what he's trying to make happen again.
Castles?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind castles again.
And moats.
Moats are great.
Moats are cool.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
And then all this takes place in Vatican City, which, yes, is the smallest country in the world, and it's completely landlocked by one country.
Yeah, it's wild that it's literally just like
a dot Italy.
In, yeah, Italy, but they have it's their own state.
It's their own country.
It's their own country. Yeah. And it's, like, so small.
It's about 109 acres across. The population is 882.
Damn, I didn't realize there was that many people that lived in Vatican City.
800? That's nothing. That's currently, there are tens of thousands of people there to watch all the Pope stuff.
Oh,
happen.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, like, so many people flood in.
I wonder how many people that live there work for the Vatican.
But, like, I mean, most of them you think would, but just kind of, like, adjacent, like, where they need, like, a shop because there's the Vatican.
Exactly.
Like,
they
like
have
that.
All this stuff. And I wonder, since they're their own country, if, like, their laws and shit are way different than
they
Italy's.
Are.
Damn, okay.
They do have their own laws, yes.
That's
so
insane.
There's 882 people there, but there's also between 100 and 140 dead popes there, too. So that
the
is...
The Pope Cemetery?
That is 6 residents for every 1 dead pope.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, that's a wild, like, yeah, imbalance.
So there is, like, there's a Pope graveyard?
I think they're in the, like,
Sistine, in the Vatican or whatever?
Yeah, the Vatican or the Sistine Chapel where, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, where it's, like, so they're in the walls.
Maybe.
You know, like, how you go through, like, and, like, it's just plaques on the wall and they're, like,
yeah.
They're on those, like,
yeah,
pull
out.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the wall graveyard is. Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they're just, like, entombed in the walls.
And then it was created in 1929.
Damn, really? Okay.
So I assume that's when it became its own country.
Yeah.
Because the Sistine Chapel's super fucking old.
Yeah, and I wonder how long.
Probably something with World War I ending.
That they were like, we're going to do our own thing.
In between section, yeah.
Was it always like that location?
Yes, or at least as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Like for a very long time.
Back in the day, like probably year four. They
yeah,
were just
maybe
like,
it was different. Yeah,
maybe it was somewhere else.
It is not a UN member, which I think is interesting. I guess they wouldn't really contribute much. I assume they just kind of piggyback off of Italy.
Italy, yeah, for sure. But that's if you have your own country, I feel like they should have UN member status.
Well, not is it status or is it just the population not matter? Because I also assume not every country is in the UN.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because not every country can.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. Like all the big ones are. We are. Russia. China, probably.
I think so. I guess I'd never actually pay attention to that stuff, and we probably should.
Maybe we'll do a UN episode.
Wait, is the UN? No, NATO is different.
Yeah, what? That's the North American
trade
off.
I thought it was agreement. Yeah, it's not. No.
NATO. I remember learning about that.
Organization, maybe. All right.
Yeah, the UN, though, that's how they decide world problems.
Supposedly.
Because the only thing I know about the UN is from Community.
Yeah, where they have a pretend or a model UN.
Where they have two model UNs.
All right. The Vatican City also contains no prisons.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which I assume they have a dungeon or something.
Yeah, they got to have
something.
They got to have a place where they have skeletons.
I feel that
skeletons.
Just means that their criminals just don't do anything else ever again.
Well, or like they just go, hey, send them to Italy.
Probably.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they banished people.
That'd be fine.
You're banished from Vatican City.
And you just are there.
Fuck.
It has an ATM with Latin on it, which I think is fun.
Ooh.
A dead language, not so more, apparently, which is really dumb.
That's kind of cool. I bet they have a lot of Latin books and shit because of old school religion. Yeah.
And it is also has the highest wine consumption per capita in the world, which does make sense.
Yeah, they're drinking.
It's only one city.
And they're drinking a lot of Jesus.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know?
But also, if you took out every other, like every small area in a country and just focus on one city, the alcohol consumption would be way up, too.
Yeah.
Per capita.
Per capita. That is, I wonder how often they do like mass there. Do you think it's like,
it's gotta be a revolving door.
That's what I feel like, because if so many people go to visit the city, you feel like there'd always be a mass going on so people could like participate.
But also you like visit the Sistine Chapel and like you take pictures.
That's true. You can go into it when they're not in church.
Yeah.
Interesting. It would be cool to go there.
I would love to go to like, because that's southern Italy too, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. But it would just be sick to see all of Italy.
It might not be.
But some of the architecture in the buildings, you're like, this is old.
And it has its own postal service, which I think is really fun.
The postal service.
We got there.
Interesting. So
those are my Vatican City fun facts.
I guess that makes sense that they would need their own mail.
Yeah,
they are their own country.
But like, do they have a FedEx there, or like, do they have like their own FedEx too? It's like shit like that.
It's just all Christian based companies.
But also they need like,
yeah, because people are.
I can send a letter there.
I bet the Vatican City gets packages.
I mean, they would have
to. They would have to.
And like, same with like, they have to have a bunch of hotels in that small area. I bet the 882 residents, some people just like drive in. Like, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people live.
If you live in Italy, I bet you can just go to Vatican City.
Yeah. Because it's landlocked. So I wouldn't. Probably don't need a passport.
I don't know.
You're already in Italy.
Oh, yeah, because that's all the EU stuff, too, where I don't think you need a passport to move around Europe as much.
Oh, okay. You just have like it's like a different.
Because their whole continents is the size of America.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And you can get everywhere by a fucking train.
Yeah, that is nice. They did it better.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. We could do train travel all the time.
I mean, we can.
Where?
You can take trains. It's just really hard.
Yeah, it's not. And then you have to rent a car when
you
get
go
there.
Out of your way to go to the train station. But it would be fun to take a train trip.
I'd take a train trip.
Like go to like Oregon or something?
Yeah, see if someone gets like murdered on it. That'd be fun.
Murder on the Express.
That'd be so much fun.
And you're just trapped because the train keeps moving.
But they're trapped in there with you. All right. How they choose a new pope?
Yeah, I'm curious about this because we are in purgatrum right now of popes.
Yeah, conclave has not begun yet.
Yes. So
I think it begins on the 7th. So by the time you're hearing this, we might have a new pope.
We might have a new pope, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
We're pope-centric lately because we're in the pope rally.
Yeah, we're hosting a pope rally.
Yeah, we're hosting a pope rally.
Get some pope in your step.
But it is wild because it was a few weeks ago when the Pope died.
Yes. So there's a period of
mourning
sorrow. Yeah.
And then so they're not allowed to start working on it till
You're not allowed to start working on it until you are in conclave. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to discuss
it. And then that's when they...
And even when you're in there, you're not even supposed to discuss it very much. It's just you vote. I think... Well, I'll get into like later on like how that works.
And then I know like once they've decided they release like white smoke or yes. something. Yes, I know about that. Which that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's like the ritual stuff is yeah. so cool.
All right. So they hold the College of Cardinals holds a conclave, which conclave means a room that can be locked. Which, yeah. They go in there and they literally lock the doors in and they're stuck in there until they get a new
pope. So is my apartment a conclave?
If you could host a conclave in there, just not a pope conclave.
That's damn. So any room that locks, you can have a conclave?
I think like a conclave is you just locked in a room.
That's I want to start saying that now. Anytime you go in a room and lock the door, be a
conclave.
We're here to have a conclave. People are like, excuse me?
Sit down.
We're having a
conclave. Yeah, just awesome. Next time we have a game night, just call it a conclave.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us on the conclave.
All right. It takes place 15 to 20 days after the position becomes lawfully vacant.
Okay. Yeah. So death or step down or.
And also in the past, many have been removed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there is a removal process.
Yes.
Which, okay, makes sense.
Which because sometimes a sword.
Decapitation?
Popes have died.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, some popes are better than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll get into that.
Some popes were bad.
Yeah. We'll get on to some popes on a rope later.
Popes on a rope? I like that.
All right, so they gather at St. Peter's Basilica, which I don't really know what that is. I assume it's all part of it.
I've heard of yep. it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
They have a special mass, and then they go back to the Sistine Chapel to vote.
Oh, so they have their so like they individual have, mass.
Yeah, they have
where
like
they
some
pray together.
I guess, yeah.
Sing songs.
Just a bunch chant. Of dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wearing the fucking outfits.
Yeah, just dudes in robes. That's got to be
doing,
nice.
Doing fucking
work.
Doing work, but also like, that's like medieval shit.
Yeah.
Like you're wearing robes and you're doing chants.
Yeah. Like if you're.
And then you go, this guy is now in charge.
If you're a new cardinal, that first one's got to be fun. By the way.
It might be kind of scary. Though.
I'll get into how many of them are new because it's a lot.
Oh, too. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I wonder how.
Yeah. Because this is kind of the more generic new pope. And then my next segment is this new pope.
Okay. Hell yeah. We're doing segments within a segment.
Oh, there is a hotel inside the Vatican, has very basic needs. Like, that is also
so
the nice
inside,
thing.
Like, the actual Vatican?
I mean, I think Vatican is huge. I'm also kind of confused by the wording.
Yeah, so
I did
am
my
I.
best to take notes because there was a lot of notes.
Yeah,
because
it's like there's cathedrals, there's
Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, Vatican
and is
City,
it just
but there
all
is the Vatican.
Yeah, it's just all connected. Or
it's tiny. It's 109 acres.
Yeah, that's...
so. You throw a rock in that city, you're going to hit a cardinal.
You're going to break one of the fucking...
Do you think if you see two cardinals sitting in a tree, you're like, those are my grandparents. Like,
two cardinals sitting in
like,
a tree.
Get me down, please.
W-O-R-S-I-N-G.
What did you spell?
Fuck. What? I did not spell it right. I was trying to spell worshiping.
Oh.
I missed a lot of letters.
Ooh, also only... They check the food that comes in because apparently it's been an issue that people have concealed notes of who they should vote for in the food.
Oh, like when they're in the conclave.
Yeah. Which also would no like vote for this guy and then a fucking man of God opens and he's like, no.
They order a fucking Subway.
Yeah.
And there's just they bite into it and they go, what's this? Vote for this guy.
No thanks.
Who sent this in?
Yeah. Like, yeah. So only
what,
food.
Do you think a note's really going to convince somebody?
That's like the thing too. Like, what are you doing? Like,
that's actually really funny that people are trying to sway the vote.
Yeah, that is official rules. Food that could conceal messages aren't allowed. Which, what food can't?
You can hide a message in anything.
I could hide it in anything. Yeah.
Don't order soup. There's a lot of shit in there.
Sure. Yeah. Alphabet soup. Absolutely yeah, not. That's like, dangerous.
Oh fuck! I misread that. I misread that message.
All right. To win, you need a 2/3 majority.
Okay, so that's so not bad. How many people are in the Okay, I'm curious about this.
All right, and every day after the initial vote, they can vote twice in the morning and twice in the afternoon.
Why is there so many waves of voting?
Because it, like, you need to choose a new pope. It's not like, it sounds like it's not a debate. It's more like everyone writes down secretly on a piece of paper.
And then one guy counts it?
I guess.
And then you just keep voting?
And then they burn all the ballots.
What the fuck?
That's where the black smoke comes from.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Right. Intriguing.
If voting continues for 3 days, then they take a 1-day break for prayers and discussion.
So like if it's
that's a, where they really have to lock in.
Yeah, if they go, man, it's been a tie.
Yeah.
We don't have a winner.
For 2 months, yeah. What do you think the longest vote has ever been?
It's wild that they can vote 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so after 3 days, they're allowed 1 day off.
But you're still stuck.
But
in
you're still stuck
with
in
these
the
dudes.
I wouldn't be shocked if they've done it for 3 months.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
6 months?
Higher.
9 months?
Higher.
A year?
Higher.
2 years?
Higher.
What? Are you fucking serious?
The longest vote ever took place in 1268 and lasted 2 years and 9 months.
Two? Almost 3 years?
For Pope Gregory the 10th.
Why did it take that long to vote?
I have no idea.
And who
fucking
was the runner-up?
Yeah.
Because they were apparently neck and neck the entire time.
Because also you think one of them had to die within those 2 years and 9 months.
Jesus.
It's a bunch of old dudes.
Yeah. What,
yeah,
the,
like,
and they're not allowed to.
And like, what?
Imagine how many notes are trying to be forced in that.
Please.
Just pick somebody.
Yeah. Like,
the city's falling apart.
Also, like, if you think that God truly helps pick these people, what does that say? Isn't that fucking wild?
Holy
two
shit.
2 years and 9 months.
And they're just voting 4 times a day for 2 years and 9 months.
Just, they went through so much paper. I don't know like how many of them there were back then in 1268.
What the that? How could you not come to a decision faster than that?
Just to be done with it.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Clearly this doesn't matter because we've been in here for 2 years and nothing has changed outside.
Yeah. We're going popeless for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I guess none of them have families.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I guess they all have, like, parents and shit. Maybe not in 1268.
God, that is insane.
Yeah,
just think about how tedious that'd be every fucking
day.
Yeah,
like that's just a waste of so much time.
At the end of it, their robes are probably all stinky.
Yeah, like at this point, you like, how does the door stay locked?
Yeah, because you apparently you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, so what do you do
for almost three years? Yeah. Oh my God. And then I'm sure everyone was just like, finally.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. What happened out there? Because that's the thing. You're not allowed outside information either. Again, 1268, maybe it's different, but still.
Yeah, but they're like, dude, we come out and half the city's dead.
Yeah. Or they just missed like the plague or something.
Yeah. And they're just like, well, we finally decided on a new pope.
Here he is.
We did it.
Eat him up. You want to know something else stupid? There is no chimney.
Okay.
Where they are. They build it. Every time the Pope dies, they build a chimney for that.
They build it, so then that's how they send the smoke up, and then they tear it down?
Guess, yeah, I just saw videos of them building it. Isn't that so dumb?
So that's part of what takes them so long?
I guess, yeah, that's part of the 50
they
days.
They go, okay, we finally made a decision.
We need some contractors. Remember, this is a bunch of Italians around.
That seems... Build it once.
Have an official one.
Yeah.
Have a really cool chimney.
Have a really cool chimney that's like, we only use this for the popes.
Yeah, not, all right, let's get the new pope chimney in.
I guess ritual.
I guess.
But at a certain point, they're like, we have to build it again.
Yeah.
We have to do this again.
Well, because also they're going to hire an old man.
Exactly. So then he'll die in a few years anyway. So you got to vote on another one and build another chimney. That is so stupid.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest thing I've learned all day.
Yeah, so they burn every ballot, and that's the black smoke. Every time they release black smoke, it means no new pope. Until you finally get the white
smoke. Imagine 2 years and 9 months of black smoke.
We don't care anymore.
We've moved on.
we are all Methodist now.
Yeah, apparently the Catholics suck.
Yeah, they don't get anything done. All right,
just black smoke every day.
Then you finally get white smoke.
Ooh. So what do they burn to get the white smoke?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's
like if it's just a fog machine.
Yeah, they build a chimney and then they just.
God, and it just smells like that shitty fog smell.
Why the fuck do they build a chimney?
I don't know. And also, I will
how
say,
long does that take?
I don't think. Like, are they cutting a hole in the Vatican?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you got it. Chimneys are not easy to make.
No, or it's a lame like just PVC pipe sticking out. Again, all this I did. I read a bunch of articles. I watched a lot of videos on this stuff. I don't know what the people writing the articles or the people making the videos saw, but this is what I saw.
We're learning today.
Yep.
This is the most educational Voice Monday.
If any of this is fake, I'm sorry, but the religion itself probably is true.
God's not real.
Because it took 2 years and 9 months. Yeah, what if this one just keeps going? That'd be so funny.
Yeah, we set a new record.
We're going to break the record. All right, but
that's just so stupid.
So they choose a new pope. The pope gets a new name, which is super fun.
And he, can it be anything?
I don't know, because a lot of them do like the fancy name,
like Francis.
Yeah,
or...
Francis the whatever. Yeah, because
that's all ritual too. And
I guess, but like,
I'm sure some of them had a crazy name.
Can you just choose like Jesus? Can I be Jesus the second? That'd be pretty cool.
Pope Jesus the second? That'd be incredible.
That'd be pretty sweet. Dude, that's... And all of them would immediately regret putting him. And you're like, ah, oh, shit.
But they go, you already voted me in.
Yeah. This is a bigger problem.
They go, okay, before we pick on a new pope, they got to submit what they want to be changed. Yeah. Their name. We got to approve their names first. Pope God the second.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like when you set up like your Xbox account and you like have to start adding numbers to the end of it.
Yeah, because it's like that. Yeah, the name's already been taken. God, that name's already been taken.
All right, well... XX. Yeah.
I guess I'm going to be Jacob the Freak 23 exclamation mark 7.
I think I got Jacob the Freak on everything but email.
That's pretty impressive.
And you, I don't think I could get the YouTube one. But I don't think I ever made one.
Imagine fucking kids nowadays making an email.
I know. That's going to be so difficult. That's where you have to hope that you'll get a new email by the time.
Oh, yeah. And you start
like,
over.
Something new. Yeah. Which that would be fun. If all of a sudden they reset all Gmails and we had to fight for our old ones.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. I'd get my old one back at least.
Yeah, because yours is fucking weird. Well, Ogpon.
Yeah. But now mine has a number on it because I forgot my old password for the original Ogpon.
So you got logged out of your own account mm-hmm. and had to make a secondary mm-hmm. account.
Which is really annoying because I have to tell them the number. And they're like, what's that mean? I'm like, it doesn't mean anything. I made it up. But then I also lost it.
He's just now like pussydestroyer@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Someone has it.
Yeah, because... Some people made emails when they were 12 and they're mm-hmm. like, this would be funny.
Yeah. And then it still is.
I guess I'm still using it.
I remember one person because we had to make emails for school. I think
yeah,
like
we did.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, we did.
One person made theirs. Like I have a crush on and then another student's name
at gmail.com.
And then we all got each other's Gmail. So we all started just emailing. Do you remember that when we all had started emailing each other?
Yeah. Because that was like right after because I remember doing AOL and AIM mm-hmm. and stuff. In the chat room.
Yeah, because I don't...
I mean, it migrated to emailing.
Yeah, I don't know if we had Gmail at school. I know I had a Hotmail.
Yeah, my first account was Hotmail, and
mine
I still
was
use
too.
Hotmail.
Really? Yeah. My parents do, too, and it throws me off.
Because, like, it's not even Hotmail anymore. Like, no? I think it's, like, MSN or...
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's something... But, like, Hotmail is still the address.
All right.
I still rock a Hotmail.
All right. And now on to this conclave.
Ooh, the most important conclave.
Oh, wait, actually, I forgot one last note. So, when the Pope gets a new name, release the white smoke, and then he gives his first blessing, which I think is actually kind of sick.
And then he comes out on the balcony?
Yeah, and he's bishop.
I'm sure so many people...
Dude, that's got to be such a moment.
I'm sure so many people are in town, like when they hear the Pope dies, mm-hmm. they travel to Vatican.
They do. No, there are so many there.
And then they just wait for a new Pope so then they can get the blessing and mm-hmm. see the smoke. Seeing the smoke would be sick.
That would be really
But then
fun.
Also, you're like, I've been on vacation for 2 years and 9 months.
Pick out a new Pope.
Come on. I got to go back to my life.
I can't get mail here.
All they're bringing me is fucking religious packages. At least they got a Jimmy John's.
I am curious what... I should have looked up what fast food is in Vatican City.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, I'm curious. Because like, there's no way they have a Quiznos.
That'd be sick if they did.
I know.
Do they? I'm toasty. I wouldn't be shocked if they had McDonald's.
I bet.
McDonald's is everywhere. Starbucks, probably.
Yeah. Although... I don't know how big Starbucks is in Italy.
Yeah, that's true.
Italian coffee.
They might have just really good independent stores.
Maybe.
Like an independent coffee shop.
I would hope Vatican City has independent stuff. Because also, the buildings are... That's the issue with any old European city.
The buildings are so
old. If you move a fucking Starbucks in and they have to put up their basic Starbucks-ass shit. It's kind of like nowadays when you see a pizza... Something that obviously was a Pizza Hut. Now it's into something else.
And now it's like a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, that's a weird roof for that.
Yeah.
But imagine that, but where it's... 2,000 years old building.
Yeah, you got stained glass windows, and then it's like, welcome to McDonald's.
Oh, no.
I guess I can get a quarter pounder with cheese.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Metric. It's a royale with cheese.
It's a royale with
fucking
cheese.
Fucking dumbass. All right. So this conclave begins May 7th, I believe.
May 7th? Okay, yeah. So we'll be in conclave when this comes out.
Yeah. We'll be locked in.
Yeah. We're going to be in conclave.
It has been... This is the first one in 20 years because the previous pope retired.
So how does that work? They don't go into conclave if someone retires?
They do. And I remember there was discussion when this happened because since he didn't die, you don't need the mourning. So they like did a weird like rush job. But also I think people were like, no, we should still plan it out and like stuff like that.
Yeah, because there is no mourning period. Mm-hmm. So they.
Yeah.
Or if he retires, does he get a say?
I don't know if he can retire to Cardinal or not, because he's still scooting around.
Yeah, that'd be like, that'd be interesting.
I would hope so, because it's not
or
like,
or at least he helps decide with who the next Pope is.
I assume he remains a Cardinal.
Yeah, because I feel like once you're a Pope.
Yeah, like you already hit the top.
Yeah.
You're not going to go all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah, you're not going to be a fucking...
back to altar boy.
Yeah, yeah. Clergyman again. Yeah. And they go, let's climb the ladder.
All right, so there are 252 cardinals.
Holy shit.
But also I saw another one that only 135 are voters. So I don't know what that is.
The other half is who counts.
Or maybe they're like too old or something. Like, I don't know if there's an age restriction on voting or anything, but...
That's a fuck ton.
Or maybe 135 can be elected. Maybe that's what the thing was.
That's a quarter of the population.
Well, they don't all live there, I don't think. I think cardinals are spread out.
Yeah, but if they're all locked, those people are locked in a room?
It's a big, they have a hotel and stuff. It's a big place.
Yeah, but like, that's insane.
Yeah, they're all hanging out and voting.
Each individual person can vote four times a day.
Yeah, and can't eat outside sandwiches.
Yeah, with notes in them. What the fuck? Why is there that many?
Well, there's that many because 80% of current voting cardinals were put in by this last pope.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I guess like they are all, I mean, they're not even all old though now either.
Yeah.
Because you can get bumped up to cardinal. Maybe he was trying to expand the religion more because I assume Catholicism is shrinking.
Dying. Yeah. It 100% is because young people don't give
all
a fuck.
All religion is. Yeah.
Yeah. Young people are like, fuck religion.
Yeah. Like, I think this, I like the old ritual shit.
Ritual shit, like it's cool to hear about.
Yes.
Will I ever do it? Nah. Maybe.
Oh, and also,
if you run for Pope, I'll do it.
Thanks. Yeah. You won't be a cardinal. You can't vote for me.
I know, but I'll be in support.
I'll send notes.
Quit sending food in.
It just says Jacob. We don't know who that is.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean a Jesus the second?
Pope Jesus. That'd be so awesome.
Pope Jesus the second.
God.
That'd be incredible.
Imagine if that's what this Pope does. That'd be awesome.
I'd love him.
I'd be so pumped.
That's RSPCT, dude. That's respect right there.
Fewer than half the voters are European, which I saw. That's something this last Pope did really good on. It's kind of expanding.
Making it
less Eurocentric, because that's an issue with
but
this.
I get it, because you are in Italy.
Yeah, but this is the... If you're saying this is the one true religion, then it has to be the entire world, or else it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, and all the Catholics from the entire world look up to the Pope.
Yeah, so and I all guess of them you have need, their own cardinals, too.
Dang, so they just... they like. So if you're a cardinal, can you be a cardinal and like live in Japan?
Yeah.
And then they go, all right, you're being called up. And then you have to move from Japan to Vatican City.
I mean, you would at least have to go there for this.
Oh, damn. Okay.
But also why, how could you not?
It, dude, you go, God's calling me.
Cause also if you're a cardinal, it's not like you have to leave your wife and kids.
No, yeah, cause you don't have one.
No, you have a tiny room in a church. And then like your city's going to be pumped that you're going out to help pick the next Pope.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's sick.
All right, so now I'm going to get into, as far as I could tell, the top few candidates for
this
Pope.
Year. For yes. this year, okay.
I took some notes on it.
And yeah, I wonder how many people, like, how do they go through the candidacy process?
So
are they
all
cardinals?
Yeah, it's just the best looking cardinals.
Damn, okay. This guy's done a lot of community service. This guy's donated a lot of money. This guy's...
Pretty much, yeah. It's just, like, how well you've served the church.
Damn.
Because also our last Pope was very progressive.
Which was cool.
And that's kind of the big thing right now is, are they going to continue that path? Or are they going to switch to a more conservative
view? Or go back to...
Which, as far as... I mean, it's the Catholic Church, so I... like
Catholics are conservative.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't blame them for going more conservative and be like, no, we need to get back to the church, or the more progressive, which could possibly expand the church, but weaken your current base.
Yeah, because all the old people that the diehard Catholics are going to be like, we don't like gays.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, have we ever had a gay pope? Probably not.
I mean, it's hard to tell. Never an openly gay pope.
Yeah, that's true, because they're not allowed to.
Because also then there's the question of, you know, if a priest bangs a boy, is he gay or is he just... Because gay and pedophile are very different. It's more about power.
That is true, but that is gay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all weird.
We're getting in a sticky situation right now.
As did they.
Disgusting. All
right. So we're going to start with...
the candidates.
Vatican Cardinal Secretary of State Pietro Parolin.
Secretary of State?
I don't know.
They have their own government?
He's probably... Yeah, I mean, he like is at the Vatican, so they're probably the top is the people who were like appointed like powers in...
Damn, okay. What are his qualifications? What are his qualms?
Well, I kept looking these guys up. people are really big on the odds of them winning. People are betting on
people are betting?
It's yes. No, that's like that's half the stuff I kept seeing was like what their odds to win are. So I included them. I have multiple odds for the same people though too, because I couldn't like everyone's just saying different shit about this.
So go to betmgm.com.
Yeah, draft popes.
Yeah, do use promo code MOIST to get 20% off your first
Pope vote.
Your first Pope vote.
Hey, become a cardinal. Vote for the Pope.
That's insane. You're allowed to
Bet on anything.
Have we ever bet on the presidency year?
Yeah. People do all the time.
That's insane.
Yeah, no, they release the odds. Yeah.
You know what's wild is people bet on pro wrestling.
That is a bummer. Because you think you could figure it out. Because
yeah, if you just have a guy in the writer's room that's friends with you
and
texts
you. No, I'm saying even at like, because they're obviously going through the motions
of
it. It's a soap opera.
Yeah, it's a soap opera. So they
probably
go, this guy's
going
to win.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an upset.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, the last one was bad. I heard all sorts of shit about WrestleMania.
It was not, the headlining match was not good.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was poor. But we're not talking about that.
No, we're
talking
about
other. We're talking about other fake shit.
All right. So he is the 15-8 favorite, which is slightly better than 50%.
Okay, yeah, that's
too
not bad.
You need 66.
Yeah, you need
2/3. I also like that it's 66.6%.
That's the devil.
I know.
They didn't think about that?
No, they didn't. Bunch of just Italians running around making weird rules.
Also, 66% of what? 250 guys?
I guess.
That's insane.
Yeah, this would take a long time.
Yeah,
also,
2 years
from
and 9
all
months.
Around the world, and they're not supposed to have like personal. I guess they're supposed to have personal views, but it's not like they're supposed to just be like what's best for the church.
Yeah, what's best for the church? Who do? Damn. But if you have good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all right. We got him.
Because and then immediately it says he has 4-1 odds, which is way worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one was more recent. Yeah, Pietro Parolin, he's 70. He's one of the most experienced Vatican officials.
He's 70. Of course he is. Because he's under 80.
He's had the Vatican Secretary of State since 2013.
Damn, been in office 12 years.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
And he's played a major part in diplomatic affairs, including sensitive negotiations with China and Middle Eastern governments.
Okay.
He is seen as a more moderate theological candidate, someone who could provide stability while still maintaining some of Francis's reforms. So he's kind of like the middle ground.
Okay, yeah. So
he's not going to stop what Francis did, but he might not branch out anymore.
He's like a safe bet.
I think so, yeah.
But I think we need somebody that's like
a little weird.
Yeah, we need a weird guy. It's okay, so he's not bad. He's not bad.
All right, then we got Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagl, 67. This is our
younger
Filipino Pope.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is a Filipino candidate.
He's dubbed as the Asian Francis, which that seems odd.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He is 5-2 odds. If elected, he would be history's first Asian Pope, which that's fun.
I'm now rooting for him. Yeah. I'm now rooting for him. I'm going to have, for people watching on YouTube, I'll have photos of these fuckers.
All right. And then immediately it says he also has that he is the betting favorite at 3-1 odds. So I don't know where people
I don't
are
know
getting
how odds work.
No, and I have like 2 odds for every pope too. Like
and they're different.
Yeah, and like some are saying
who's coming up with these numbers?
I don't know. I mean, it's
BetMGM.
Well, no, it's like betting algorithms. It's how people bet also puts in the odds. But this is just people. It's not the car. Like it's like we're so far from God. Like didn't Jesus literally like turn over tables because of bullshit? Like
I think betting and shit like that is a sin.
Yeah. So he is a, like, people think that he will continue, like, the nice progressive
thing. Okay, so
that'd
he'll
be
the first Asian
and he'll
pope,
be good.
And he's progressive.
Yes, so that will be nice.
Okay, so I'm rooting for him even more now.
He's an advocate for inclusion and evangelization. God, I hate that word.
Evangelization.
He has led congregations.
Nice, nice, nice.
And he was a trusted member of Francis's inner circle.
Ooh, okay. So if he was close to Francis. Yeah,
Filipino Pope.
That's.
He's my front runner.
Yeah,
too,
that's who I'm voting for.
Should we put money on it?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Use promo code MOIST.
Yeah. All right, up next we got Cardinal Peter Tuxin of Ghana.
I like his name.
He's 76. Well,
Jesus.
Remember, that won't be his name for long.
He's 76.
He's
going
to be Jesus the second.
He's 76 years
Pope Francis named him Chancellor of the Pontifical Academies of Sciences, which I don't know why popes are fucking around with the sciences.
Yeah, don't they not believe in science?
He says he has 5-1 odds.
Okay.
And also, this says he'd be the first African pope, but we already said he wasn't.
Yeah, we looked up and we talked about like three of them.
Yeah, so that maybe the first African pope in over 1,000 years.
Yeah, because they had three early on, and then they haven't had one in 1,500 years. Yeah,
there was
years.
Like a couple in like the year 300. Yeah. All right. Oh, this also says he has 5-1 odds in the betting markets.
That's so fucked.
He is well known in the social justice circles. Former head of Dicastery of Promoting Integral Human Development.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, those are nice words.
Those are nice words. Yeah. And like, it would be nice to have a black pope.
Yeah, black pope would be fun too. Like,
I know we have like said that there have been one, but like, I'm just, it's going to be sick seeing a photo of that.
Yeah, cool black pope.
Yeah.
And like, that'll be fun for like the racist Catholics to have to be like, that's our pope.
Yeah, that would be fun. Where they go, I guess they decided on this.
Not my pope.
He's not my pope. The world's fucked.
He has been a vocal issue. He's been vocal on issues such as climate change, poverty, and economic justice. Which
those are good things.
Pope that cares about climate change would be interesting. Which also you think they would be, because it's like God gave us this earth.
Yeah.
Let's stop fucking it up.
Let's start taking care of it. Interesting. Okay, so he's my number two.
Okay.
He's my number two. And, I like him.
And last we got Peter Erdo.
Okay, so there's only four candidates?
No, there's 100.
Oh, jeez.
I looked up the top.
These are just the four.
Yeah.
The top. Damn, that's why it takes so long, because narrow it down.
Well, it's just like you have to like think of who you would choose first, like without, I think, discussion.
So that's probably why their notes are coming in, because people are like, vote for this guy. And they're like, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Well, he's right over there is the thing.
Oh, yeah. They're all in the room.
Well, yeah. Like, are any of them just like, me? Vote for me? I'm your guy.
Yeah. Like, hey.
Like, do they give speeches? Doesn't sound like it. Seems like they just go in and vote.
That's so weird.
So maybe on the third day is when you really have to like push it.
Be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and are you allowed to vote for yourself? Probably.
Yeah, because it's all, you never show the ballot.
Yeah, you just vote for yourself 4 times a day.
All right, up, and this is our last pope.
Wouldn't everybody just vote for themselves?
I don't know if everyone wants to be pope.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I was a cardinal, I'd be like, I kind of like this.
I'm good here.
Yeah, I don't need to run it.
I don't need to hit the top.
I don't need to run it.
Yeah. All right, this one, Peter Erdo, is a leading conservative candidate.
Yep, this is going back to the roots.
Yep, he's 72.
Damn, okay, so the Filipino's the youngest. 67, though. That's fucking wild.
He has 6-1 odds, a respected law scholar. That's fun.
Ooh.
He's been a strong advocate for traditional Catholic teachings and doctrine. So,
it would go back to classic.
Yeah, we're going to... I mean, not that they really stopped hating the gays, but it'll be really back to that.
Yeah.
And he has served as the head counsel of European bishops' conferences and has emphasized theological orthodoxy. So, yeah, really back to like classic rules.
So he's out of the four. He's my fourth.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the Filipino, the African guy.
Luis Antonio Tagle, 67 of the Philippines.
Yes. Let's
he
go.
He is our Pope Jesus II.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait. I hope the white smoke and then he comes out and does his blessing.
Mm-hmm, that'd be sick.
And like, what are they like? Do they speak Italian?
Latin? I don't know.
Or like, what do they do for their blessings?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
I bet there's
some stuff in Latin.
Yeah. I think all of them speak Latin because you have to read like old shit.
Yeah. And you're doing Latin chants.
Yeah.
Summoning God.
All right.
Okay.
Now for our next segment. Popes of the past.
Popes of the past. We've had a fuck ton of popes.
All right. These are bad popes.
Oh, we're starting with bad ones. Okay. Yep.
Oh, shit. This one. Pope Urban the Sixth.
Urban?
I think, wait. He was elected 1378. Is that the 2.5-year pope?
That's the one that took 2.5 years to vote into?
No, 1268.
Oh, okay. That'd be wild. Yeah. It took him that long and they picked a bad one.
All right. Pope Urban the Sixth. He is from Naples, which is in Sicily.
Yep.
He was initially seen as a reformer and elected by the Roman mobs demanding an Italian pope because he was not a cardinal.
The mobs voted him in?
An angry mob elected this man in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was forced to be elected, causing the cardinals to flee afterwards too.
So he wasn't elected. They just like...
Yeah, an angry mob because they wanted an Italian pope. Oh, wait, so is this the first... Oh, yeah, 1378. That's why we knew it. It's that this was the last non-cardinal pope.
Oh, my God.
And it's because...
And they just forced... They go, nope, we're done.
Yeah.
This is our guy. Jesus. A mob just kicks down the doors of the Vatican and goes...
And demands.
All right, no conclave.
Yep.
He's it.
Urban the Sixth.
There's been five other Urbans.
They've all been great.
This will be a great one.
But this one was paranoid and violent.
He got forced into the position.
He suspected his Cardinals of disloyalty because they didn't vote for him.
Yeah, because nobody wanted him in.
So he had several tortured and executed. Yeah. No, bad popes are really fucking bad. No, they.
So then he killed Cardinals?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and this is like back in the day. So these were like horrible, horrible tortures and like beheadings and shit.
Jeez.
His tyranny led to the Western Schism, which was kind of like, I believe, where Catholicism really got damaged, like the view of it. And that's where like a lot of these other churches started.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, Catholics are bad.
Yeah, there's just this guy in there now that nobody likes. And many refused to even recognize a pope. So,
well, yeah, because he wasn't officially elected.
Not my pope.
Hashtag not my pope. Yeah. Wow, that's insane. A mob is just like, nah.
This guy. And then he died from falling off a mule.
That sucks.
Yep. He was pope from 1378 to 1389 and then fell off a horse.
What, 13 years? 14 years of pope? That's a long time.
That's a decent pope.
And then
pope
fell
run.
Off a horse?
Well, a mule, yeah.
A mule. That's even less impressive.
And it says possibly pushed.
Probably.
Yeah,
by an angry mob.
Or just someone just spooked the mule.
Jesus. All right.
But we got worse popes than that. It's okay. Pope Stephen the Sixth.
Terrible name. This is also the sixth one.
Yeah. He came into power in year 896.
Damn.
Insane.
I can't wrap my head
that
around.
That people did stuff then. That like that
year 800.
That somehow led to this.
Yeah, that was 1200 years ago.
We won't even live a 12th of that.
I know.
That's wild.
What the fuck? That's right. So insane.
He is from Rome. He was elected through political maneuvering during a lifetime of violent factionalism. I don't know what that word means.
What does
but
that mean?
I wrote
mean?
It down because they told me to.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But, oh, right. Yeah. This guy. So this guy is very famous for doing one thing and one thing only. He put the previous pope on trial.
For what?
Well, guess what? That pope was dead. They dug up a pope and put him on trial.
What the fuck? He's dead. Because he didn't like the way he...
7 months after the pope's death, they dug him up and put him on trial. They had a rotting body propped up that they then questioned about its crimes.
Okay. The world's been a joke for a long time,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, this is year 800. Oh my... We were doing this shit.
That is insane. What are they trying to get out of that?
Oh, shit. I should have written down
the
what he was
can't.
On trial for, yeah. But
he's dead.
Mid-trial, earthquake happened, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, God was like, what are you doing?
Stop it.
Yeah.
But then they found the previous pope guilty, so they cut off his fingers and threw him in a river. But also, the fingers they cut off were his blessing fingers, which I think is actually really fucked
That's
up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they cut off like these three, I believe. Yeah, his literally like blessing fingers. They cut them off and then tossed the old pope in a river.
They cut off a dead guy's fingers. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you come to the fact that he's guilty, though?
Just because he didn't answer the questions. And, like, I don't know, that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah, it is pretty suspicious.
I mean, but also, like, because my question always is, did they truly believe in God when they were doing all this stuff? Or is this just they used it as a weird blanket over to, like, push their own power?
I wouldn't be shocked if some popes were just like, hey, guess what? I'm in charge now. I kind of just faked my way through all this.
No,
fuck
they
God.
Absolutely do. There's
yeah, just
one
a power.
Later that is, we will get to.
Oh my, that's insane. He goes, yeah. You know what? My first job as Pope. We're
Let's
digging
fuck
this fucker.
This
yeah. yeah, we're digging Let's this fucker up.
Put him in this shit. Like, yeah, just, in 7 months back then.
That's a long time.
Couldn't look pretty.
Yeah. 7 months now wouldn't look pretty.
Very true. Yeah. Like,
and then they go cut his fingers off.
Yeah. And toss him in the river. And if you can believe, this caused mass outrage.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of embarrassment for the church. This pope only lasted from 896 to 897.
Only a year.
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense.
And
oh, my
was,
God.
He was sent to prison where he was quickly strangled to death by an angry mob.
Jeez. That's fucked up.
Yeah, can you imagine if that happened this year?
Yeah.
Shit.
It took him 2 years to pick this guy.
And then he just got murdered immediately.
He digs up Francis and cuts his fingers off.
Oh,
that's so fucked.
Yeah. No, popes are wild. But up next, we got Pope Alexander the Sixth. Why are they all the Sixth? I didn't notice that. Because VI is six, right? Yeah.
Yeah, six.
All right.
Because six is the number of the devil, so that's why these are all bad.
That'd be fun.
And this will be six, the third number six.
Oh.
So this guy is the devil.
What would the third number six mean? Then? Oh, because
six.
Yeah, I thought you meant because six or three was in six.
It is.
You're just counting numbers.
One, all right. Two, three.
Now we got Pope Alexander the Sixth, born in Spain.
Okay.
He was elected through bribery and manipulation during a highly corrupt conclave. So
this is when they were
putting a lot of notes in sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like they were putting gold coins in sandwiches.
All right. And this man, while Pope, fathered a ton of children.
You're not allowed to do that.
Nope. You sure aren't. One of which, I believe his name was Caesar, was just a murderer, his child.
Oh my God. So he just became Pope and he goes, you know what? Now that I'm Pope, I can fuck whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did.
Yeah. And then he had kids. I think he had kids prior to.
You're not allowed to do that.
I know. Well, technically, a Catholic man can have kids, and I guess he must have been a cardinal because it was in 1492. But still, yeah. He hosted lavish and obscene parties.
Yeah, at the Vatican. That'd be sick.
Yeah, he threw awesome parties. Like
just orgies?
Yeah. No, like he would hire, like, I think this one party was said to have, like, 50 sex workers.
Oh, my God.
And they
at the fucking church?
Yeah. Just... And this, they held a big party called the Banquet of Chestnuts.
What does that mean?
Okay. So for the Banquet of Chestnuts.
I feel like this Pope needs a movie.
I bet there is one. There's a really cool painting of it. But yeah, so this Pope hosted a huge party, sex workers everywhere, just naked ladies. And then they hold this thing called the Banquet of Chestnuts, which is where they take all the candelabras.
Yeah.
And they put them on the floor. So lit candles all over the floor. And they just toss chestnuts everywhere. So the floor is covered with candles sticking up
and
chestnuts all over the ground. And then they had all the sex workers get naked, crawl around and pick up the chestnuts while dodging candles.
What the fuck?
And then
all these rich people are just watching them.
Woo!
I'm betting on that one.
Yeah, 5-1 odds.
Oh my God. People in power are fucked up.
I mean, like, how do you get so bored? And then also they held a competition to see which guy could fuck the most sex workers, and he was gifted fancy clothes and jewelry. I mean, like, as long as none of the sex workers got horribly injured, it's an interesting party.
Yeah, that sounds, it's fascinating.
Like, I hope they were paid.
Yeah, I'm sure, if everybody was having fun, that sounds awesome.
Which it doesn't sound like they were. But also this Pope, I will say, the best thing he ever did besides that awesome party.
That's fucking sick.
He is the one who got Michelangelo to paint the Sistine Chapel.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, like that's kind of a...
That's a big deal.
Like, he kind of comes out on top no matter what, yeah. Even though...
Because now people are still looking at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably... That's got to be the best piece of art.
It's one of them, yeah.
Like, as far as human history goes, that's got to be one of the coolest pieces of art of all time.
Damn, that's awesome. Okay.
Yep.
So he was just a man of culture.
And he...
Man of parties and
arts.
Had
a lot of people murdered by his son.
Yeah, of course. That's fucked up. That he had
used murders and alliances to advocate the Borgia family, which is, I think, who helped put him into power. It was a lot of like kind of mob shit back then. There were Italians.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then, yeah, he encouraged his kid to carry out many military campaigns and political assassinations.
Oh my! So his kid was a legit murderer.
Yeah. And then the Pope that came out after this guy refused to use any of the same rooms as him because this Pope was so fucked up.
Well, yeah, he's probably like, dude, there's juices all over.
Yeah. Just why are there chestnuts still everywhere? And then.
Oh, my God.
His death. I looked up this. It seems like, because my first note is that he was possibly poisoned. It seems not like that's not what happened. It's just people like to say that.
It says
possibly poisoned. Some suspect by his own son. I don't think that's what happened.
That would be cool.
It was more likely malaria. But when as he was dying, his body turned black. And like his open casket was like, his like skin was like pitch black. And they were like, oh, he's literally the devil upon his death. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So I was right.
Yeah. Then he came out pretty bad, but really cool ceiling.
I mean, yeah, you got Michelangelo. Those parties sound fun. Like, was it just like the fucking cardinals invited to the party, or was it just anybody?
I think it was just probably the people back then, because there weren't that many people around back then either.
That's true. He's like, yeah. Pope's throwing a party. Are you free Friday?
Pope party?
A Pope party?
That'd be pretty cool.
Chestnuts over an open fire party, baby.
Oh, shit. think that's where that song comes from?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And they just got rid of the line about the naked prostitutes.
You really should have kept that in. Yeah. The original edit was better.
That would have been. Yeah, that would have been.
All right, we got
song.
Two more insane popes.
Oh, okay,
about.
Okay.
Up next, we got Pope Benedict the Ninth.
The Ninth. Okay, so we're not a six anymore.
No.
But a nine is just an upside down six.
You're onto something.
I know. The devil.
At Cindy wrote an email saying we should watch the number 23, which is a fucked up Jim Carrey movie. It's literally what you're doing right now.
Oh, really?
It's one of those things, like, have you ever heard people where they're like, oh, it's a 20, or like, or that's called the number 23, where he's like, oh, the number 5, that's just 2 and 3 put together. It's something like crazy people do. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, where you see numbers and everything, it's a movie about that, and that's just what you're doing now.
A 9 is just a 6, as I know.
All right.
Does it make sense?
Pope Benedict the Ninth. He was elected in 1032.
Okay, 1032.
Yes.
Okay.
This is... I think this one was my favorite to read about. Yeah. All right. He is also from Rome.
Okay.
I mean, they kept Pope's Italian for a long time.
Yeah, makes sense. Because the mob was running the...
And also, I was getting weird notes about this. Because I saw one say that he was 12 when he became Pope.
12?
Yeah.
He was a boy?
And then others say like 20s.
Okay. It was still young.
Yes.
At least not 67.
And his family had a lot of aristocrat influence that... kind of put him.
Imagine if he was 12.
I saw a lot of notes of that. All right, but he was also a lot of orgies.
At 12.
Yeah.
He's just a horny boy.
But also because a 12-year-old is so fucked up in the head, a lot of animals at these orgies. Like, it was God. All sorts of wild
especially, yeah,
shit.
Imagine if you were 12, horny, and then you were in charge of the Catholic Church.
Which is probably a leading power source at that point. Because also, like, the Catholic Church used to, like, rule.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Rome was Rome, like
by the Catholics,
like a giant thing. Yeah, it wasn't just a city. Back
this
then.
Kid, this kid is just like, I'm gonna fuck anything.
Yeah, he was known for extreme corruption and depravity.
Well, yeah, he didn't know what he was doing.
He was called a literal demon from hell in disguise of a priest. Another saint said that about this man.
Yikes!
And then he was forced out of Rome.
Yeah,
in 1044, I believe, is when he was forced out. And then he returned and reclaimed his papacy.
You're allowed to do that?
He did it. That's the thing.
He did it.
So there was another pope, and this pope got kicked out of the spot.
Yeah, this kid is like, no, nope, I'm ready to do it again. I miss it.
We're back, baby.
I miss the animals.
And this created a massive church instability. And then when he decided he didn't want to be pope again, he sold it.
He sold it?
And I believe 1045, there's a lot of notes on this one that it's confusing on dates.
He sold it?
To his godfather, who became Pope Gregory the Sixth.
The Sixth?
Yep.
It's all coming together.
And he sold the Pope so he could marry his cousin.
Oh my God.
Which, you know, I wouldn't give up much for that. Like, I don't know, like, what that even means. I guess back then family ties were different, but still.
How do you
went from orgies to just your cousin?
Yeah.
That seems
and then
like
you
a,
sold... The Pope? How do you sell that?
Yeah, like, why would you... I mean, granted, he was already kicked out once, so he maybe knew it wouldn't stick.
Yeah, but if you were Pope, you could just... It's weird that he sold it. Couldn't you just be like...
You could just step down or just leave again.
Yeah, you could just be like, this guy's going to take over for me. To fuck his cousin.
Yeah. But then he came back.
He came back a third time?
But guess what? We got a real Royal Rumble situation. The Pope that he took the spot from also came back. So we had three popes...
Fight it out.
Saying, I'm Pope, goddamn it.
And they go, that's not my Pope.
So there were all, there's three popes all claiming to be Pope.
Fuck?
They all had their Pope names. I don't know where they're all living at this point or like how like the actual like official shit happened because it was also, it was the year 1047.
There's a Pope bedroom and they just keep fucking fighting.
It's just now like a triple decker.
Yeah.
They're all fighting for top punk. Oh, right. Okay. So yeah, there's three popes. And so the cardinals were just like, fuck this. We're getting a new pope. Starting over.
At this point, you got to start
those
over.
Those three, just gone. Because I don't even know what his godfather did. Like, if he was actually even supposed to be there either.
You will not.
Because you're not supposed to just give it to somebody.
He sold it to him. I wonder how much he paid for it.
All right. But then the new pope died pretty quick.
Oh, shit.
And so this boy came back.
He came back a fourth time?
They didn't allow it.
And yeah, they go, no.
You must have stopped. And then he disappeared into obscurity after being excommunicated. Oh, so I don't know how this guy died.
He tried becoming Pope four times.
All within, possibly, by the time he was 30. He was Pope three
Incredible.
Times.
Incredible.
Yeah. So that is Pope Benedict the Ninth.
He probably had he had fun.
I think so,
he had a great
yeah.
time. And he go, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
That's insane.
And for our last Pope.
Our last bad Pope.
Pope John the 12th.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Two sixes put together.
Yeah, two sixes put mm-hmm. together. Divided by three.
He was put in at the year 955.
Okay. So
also
early.
From Rome.
Yep, makes sense.
At age 18, he was Pope. It's another young Pope.
Yeah, another young Pope.
Due to family influence.
I do, but an 18-year-old running the Catholic Church? That's not good.
It went about as good as you'd expect.
That's
He's
not
number
good.
One on this list. All right, so this Pope turned everything into a brothel.
Of course.
Immediately.
Of course, because he's just horny.
He gambled away the church funds, which, who's even gambling against the Pope?
Yeah.
I get betting on the Pope, but like I wouldn't bet against the Pope. Like, if I was at a poker table and the Pope walked up, I'm gone.
Yeah, I don't want it. I'm
that
not
is
playing.
The voice of God.
I'm not playing this game.
Yeah, that's God's hand right there.
Yeah, God's whispering the fucking numbers.
All right, and then this Pope engaged in a whole bunch of incest, adultery.
Ugh, yeah.
And rape.
Yeah.
Yep. Fucked his sisters, all sorts of Pope stuff, you know, regular Pope stuff.
Jesus.
At age 18. So, like, obviously, if he's age 18 and doing this, he had to be a monster before.
Yeah.
And then just got put into
And then his family
power.
Was like, hey, go you know what? Pope. You could control these people. You could fuck them.
And then at several, he would literally toast to the devil.
What?
At banquets and gambling, he would like hail Satan.
But he was the Pope?
So like this is like literal like demonic shit. Like it's fucking weird.
Oh
that's why he's
God.
Number one on the list is
yeah,
because he was actually like pro devil. Which
like
is
devil
interesting
worshiper.
Because like this is what like what Revelations is kind of like about is like this kind of stuff is like the devil becoming the most powerful figure in the church, like sneaking in. And like this happened in the year 900.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like this.
That's pretty early.
He would sell all the church's positions to just whoever could pay for it. And then they would then get power in the Pope or in the like
yeah,
church.
Yeah. And it was just all corrupt people.
And then he died under suspicious circumstances.
He probably got fucking murdered.
He did. Well, there's two things that would rather happen. He rather died while fucking and his just heart gave out or whatever. But
great
also,
way to go.
But also, he wasn't old, so I doubt it's that. Or the other one is that he was beaten to death by the woman who was fucking's husband.
That's probably what happened.
In the bed.
In the Pope's bed?
No, in the man's bed.
Oh, in the bed. Jesus.
Or I guess, I don't know, it doesn't say which bed, but still.
Do you think he's
well,
wearing
no,
the...
So if the man caught them fucking, it's definitely in the man's bed, not
the man's
Pope's
bed. And do you think he was wearing the Pope hat while he was fucking her?
I hope so.
He's completely naked.
Yeah.
He had a little hat on his penis.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah. A little Pope condom? No, oh, he wasn't wearing condom.
No, he's no. raw dog. Yeah.
But yeah.
Popes ain't...
But I like to think about that guy.
Yeah, he comes home, he's like...
You got a dead Pope in your house.
Well, he comes home and he's like, honey, that was a long day. And he's like, what's that noise? And he comes in, it's the fucking Pope.
Banging you, I assume your hot-ass wife.
And you go, I gotta kill him.
Yeah, like, it's a commandment.
Point, and at this point, you probably are like, nobody likes this guy. He's been ruining the Catholic Church.
Well, also,
people are Catholic.
I'm not gonna recognize the Pope by his tiny little butt.
Yeah, that's true. His pale butt.
Yeah, because you know the Pope is pale.
Yeah, for sure. Because
he's
wearing robes.
Maybe not the new Pope.
Yeah, he's gonna look good.
Yeah, he's gonna look good.
He's gonna look good.
I just like to imagine that now this man just has a dead Pope in his bedroom.
Yeah, because at first,
where do you go from there?
At first, he might just be like, "Oh, it's a random guy fucking my wife."
Yeah,
then you beat him up, and then people go, "You killed the Pope."
He's like, "He was fucking my wife." They're like, "That's the Pope."
But yeah, but you killed the Pope. That means you're the new Pope. It's like the Santa Claus rule.
Well, those are Popes of the past.
Popes of the past. Wow, we've had some bad ones.
Yeah.
We've had like the literal devil around the Catholic Church.
That's so wild.
It's so insane. And what's wild is the devil like did all that stuff and they're like, well, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, no, we're not done.
Yeah. We're gonna take control back.
While the world's spinning, we're gonna keep going. Yeah, and they are.
Yeah, they're still going.
Yeah,
which is impressive. With all the bad stuff, they just keep on poping.
But the thing is that, like, I guess the news couldn't have gotten out that much. Who the fuck knows anything back then?
Yeah, that's true. Like, how does news travel? Newspapers is like the only way.
I don't even know if newspapers were back then.
Word of mouth, yeah.
Before year 1000? I don't know.
Exactly. And it's so whatever just happens in that town stays in that
and
town.
And just birds carry and
other,
notes.
And other Catholic churches have no idea that.
I guess there probably were like people who traveled church to church to give news.
Yeah, but that news
sense.
Probably was delayed months.
Or years.
Yeah.
Or just that guy died on the side of the road, so they'd never heard from anybody.
And then some guy just finds a scroll that's like, the Pope's been killed.
Oh, shit.
For fucking a wife.
In my sandwich?
This is from Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, more like freaky slow.
Got there.
Because they were taking forever to get there.
Oh, yeah. And for another segment, it's a recent Pope that was almost murdered.
A recent murder.
Do you remember hearing about that?
No. When was this?
We weren't alive for it, no. It
okay.
May 13th, 1981.
We're approaching the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
1981. Okay, so yeah, 40 years ago.
At St. Peter's Square in Vatican City.
So the Pope. So someone tried killing the Pope?
Someone shot the Pope.
Oh, shit. In the ear?
No. All right. So the shooter was Mehmet Ali Agca. Not sure if I pronounced that right. He's a 23-year-old Turkish man who was the member of a far-right militant group, the Grey Wolves. He had recently escaped from a Turkish prison for, I believe, killing a journalist. Yep. Murdering a newspaper editor. And then he escaped from a Turkish prison and was on his way to kill the Pope.
Oh, my God. I'm actually shocked, though, that shit like that doesn't happen more often.
Sure. But also, I think nowadays people don't really care that much.
People
it's kind of confusing why this guy did. But yeah, he shot Pope John Paul II, who I think my mom's even seen him before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Although a friend of ours, his dad met the last Pope.
Pope Francis?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Who was it?
Dane's dad.
Oh, that's sick.
Uh-huh. Well, because they're real Catholics.
Oh, they're real Catholics. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I would like to meet the Pope. That'd
it would
be cool
to meet a Pope.
But, like, I feel like it's hard to actually meet him, too.
Yeah.
There's so many.
He's in the Pope Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the Pope Mobile exists. It's because this guy got shot while, like, traveling around. And so the Pope was critically injured, bullets stuck in his abdomen, hand, and arms.
Oh, shit. He got shot many times.
He lost nearly three quarters of his blood, but survived after a five-hour surgery, which that's got to be a terrifying-ass
surgery.
Oh,
my. And the doctors are like, we got to save him. He's the Pope.
Ooh, two women in the crowd were also injured by stray bullets.
Imagine a Grey's Anatomy episode about this.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if there is one by now. The show's gotten real dumb. I'm in season like 8 of Grey's Anatomy because does he want to watch it? It's pretty rough at this point.
It's still going.
Yeah.
You got 13 more seasons.
I'm going to give up before that. I'm going to give up soon, I think.
It was intriguing at first.
Yeah. It's also that show that's been on too long, so they switch out most of the cast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. But, and then the shooter was immediately subdued, not killed.
Whoa.
So he was arrested and put into jail. 2 years later, Pope John Paul II visited him and forgave him.
That's
badass.
That's badass. You know he just did that to go, fuck you.
No, he didn't. Because later, the shooter described the Pope as a great friend.
What?
Yeah.
Like, so like, he converted him.
This man's like a real Catholic, I think, too. The Pope. Yeah, which is nice.
That's actually incredible. Instead of like being like, you almost killed me, he goes, I forgive you, my son.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to turn the other cheek. Yeah,
so you can shoot that one, too.
That's incredible. And then the guy's like, he's my friend now?
Yeah. No, like, they talked. I mean, that's kind of the Pope's job, which has got to be frustrating.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be tough. But also, trusting people. What if he tries killing you again?
And then he was released in the year 2000 at the Pope's request. But was immediately deported to Turkey to finish off. Because he murdered somebody there too. Yeah.
Yeah, and he escaped the Turkish prison.
Yeah, so he was immediately put back in prison. But the Pope had him released. Which, I wonder what jail he was at, because Vatican City doesn't have a prison.
Yeah, so he was probably right on that side.
Yeah.
The Pope could just wave to him every day.
Yeah, from his little box.
How you doing?
All right. But the thing is, one of the bullets that was removed from the Pope was then put in the crown of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal.
What?
His bullet that he took out of the Pope was put in a crown of a statue.
That's incredible.
Fucking sick.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, if you go to visit the statue, if there's a little plaque that, like,
I'd hope so. Yeah. Cause I couldn't tell if it was just placed in the crown as, like, part of it. Cause, like, I could see it being, like, the tip of something, or if they, like, melted it down and used
the metal of it. I hope it's just the bullet.
That'd be sick.
Where it's just like, that was in you?
That was in the Pope. Yeah.
Damn. That's fucking wild.
And that, my friends, was a Pope rally.
That was the Pope. Damn.
I also took notes on, I watched the movie The Pope's Exorcist. It was a fine horror movie. Half the movie is just Russell Crowe on a Vespa, which is a real fun thing to see.
But what is it? Is he the Pope?
He's the Pope's Exorcist. I did not finish the movie.
Not so it wasn't good.
It was fine. It was just another exorcism movie, which I do enjoy. There was a part where the kid gets possessed. And like I think it was a mute kid, and now he starts talking. And
which that's kind of scary.
Yeah, the kid's like they did the classic, his face is all cut up and stuff. And there's just one movie where like his mom, or one scene where his mom comes in and the kid just goes, "Baby's hungry, you fat cow. Breastfeed me." And he starts like trying to grab her tits and stuff.
Holy
and it's weird.
Shit.
And then he pulls up his stomach and then just the word hate is carved on him. And I'm just like, this, I don't know what's happening. And then cut to Russell Crowe. Just
that's just, how he gets
a big
to
man
it.
On a little Vespa. Yeah.
I'm going to save this kid.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and then I fell asleep to the movie The Two Popes. So I've.
That one sounded heartwarming. Or
yeah, I think it's
just two
nice.
Popes that are friends.
Yeah. I think they take a helicopter tour together.
Interesting. Yeah. They should make a movie about that one Pope that threw the parties. The chestnut parties.
I wonder if there is. Yeah. The chestnut banquet.
That'd be sick. Or at least something
akin to it. Yeah.
Akin. Like, because that just sounds. Obviously, he wasn't a good Pope, but that sounds fun.
I mean, like. Of all the old parties to go to, that's on the list. Sounds interesting.
A Pope party?
Pope party would be sick.
Yeah, where he goes, we're just going to have fun. Yeah. We're going to drink a lot of wine.
Well, I hope you learned something today.
That's fucking badass. Did you guys enjoy our Pope talk?
Yeah, let us know if you like the educational stuff, because I wouldn't mind doing this every now and then.
Yeah, I get a few ideas where I wanted to research stuff.
Okay.
So.
Hell yeah.
Hey. See how that goes. Sometimes life just stays the same.
Yeah, well, yeah, we run out of things to talk about, and also, I don't know.
It's fun to learn.
Yeah.
Well, this is fascinating. The Pope stuff's cool.
Yeah, and now you guys will know more for when the new Pope comes
in. Yeah, and I can't wait to next time we go into a closed room.
Filipino Pope.
Yeah, go for the Filipino poop.
Nope.
Poop. Go for a Filipino Pope, and also every time you lock the door.
Conclave.
Have a conclave.
Have a little conclave yourself.
That's freaking sick. But we have one more segment to do before the episode ends. Fucking bullshit. It's time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews.
Back to everybody's favorite band, the Foo Fighters.
Are you guys tired of Foo Fighters music?
So are we.
I go through waves of liking them still.
I like some songs.
Yeah. Today's matchup is round two of round two.
Okay.
We're on the bottom left side of the bracket. We're going to start off today's lineup with two songs off Wasting Light, my favorite Foo Fighters album.
There's a lot of Wasting Light on this.
There is. Rope. Which this got a buy. It's one of their top songs. Mm-hmm. It's going against Dear Rosemary, who was around in the first round and beat the song On the Mend. What are your notes and what are your thoughts on Rope versus Dear Rosemary? I will say, out of the songs and matchups we're going to talk about today, this was the hardest decision for me.
I think that's fair. Because Rope was, I didn't recognize the name. But then once it started, I was like, oh, this fucking song, yeah.
Yeah, Rope is badass.
I mean, it's so identical. Like, you can like, always, dude, the intro.
The intro's so sick with the two different guitars.
Yeah, really fun. It's a solid rock song. I mean, it's good all the way through.
Yeah. It's very catchy. The chorus is catchy. The main riff kind of stays the same throughout most of the song. But
and then Dear Rosemary, very similar. Like, it's just good.
Yeah, Dear Rosemary is great. Like, the dynamic changes between the intro and the verses is cool.
Yeah, like, both are just great rock songs. I did pick a winner, but I'm not
there is,
sold on it. Absolutely.
Dear Rosemary has, like, really cool guitar panning. It's a really fun one to sing along to. Mm-hmm. I also, during the bridge, I love the call and response vocal-wise.
Sure.
That's really sick. So I went through this lineup twice. The first time, I picked Dear Rosemary.
Okay.
The second time, I picked Rope.
I picked Rope.
And then I just go, fuck, it's tough. But I think I picked Rope.
Okay, cool.
But like,
which I wouldn't be upset either way.
Yeah, Dear Rosemary is fucking sick. But man, Rope. Rope's
great.
And like, dude, the album is like, I think it starts off fucking the other amazing song off of it. And then it goes into Rope.
Okay.
Like the two biggest songs off the fucking album.
Up next, we got Tired of You, which I'm tired of this.
Tired of You, which has made it. This is its third time appearing. It was in the preliminary round and then it was in the first round. And now it's going against In Your Honor, which In Your Honor, you said at one point was your one of your favorites.
I wouldn't put it at my favorite, but it's probably top five.
Yeah.
Now.
In Your Honor is sick. Tired of You, I do really like the song Tired
it's
of
good.
You.
I think it mainly kept moving on because of not great.
Yeah, it had easy lineups.
It's kind
it's over 5 minutes.
And it's very like stagnant.
It's
kind of how I described it.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah.
It's very repetitive. It would be cool to see the song live.
Sure. But I would rather see In Your Honor live.
Yeah, dude. Under 4 minutes for this bad boy. In Your Honor, sick.
Badass start.
Echoey guitar, screaming vocals.
Mm-hmm.
What's
when
wild
he comes
is,
in.
When I was talking about Wes with this lineup, he goes, I hate that song.
Really?
Because he goes, I hate Dave's voice in it.
Interesting, because that's like one of my more favorite.
Yeah,
Dave.
And I was like, I like Dave's voice, and he just goes, "It's so like whiny," and like he did like
I wouldn't even call this one of his whinier
songs.
Yeah,
I was like, that's weird.
Yeah,
but my note is, imagine a show starting with In Your Honor.
That'd be sick. They did.
That'd be so sick, dude. And like the last minute of it feels like a different song.
No, I chose In Your Honor.
I just feel like Let It Die is cool, but I want more from it, so I chose In Your Honor.
Let It Die. Or Tired of You?
Yeah, Tired of You. Yeah. I don't know why I wrote Let It Die there. Yeah, I just wish there was more from Tired of You. Like, that's...
Sure. Yeah, it was just a song, kind of. Like, it wasn't bad, but...
In Your Honor.
All right.
Freaking incredible. Next up, we got These Days off Wasting Light. This is another song that got a buy. Going against Spill.
Because I thought this was a harder one.
Spill
I
is
spill.
Off a fucking EP.
Spill's fun,
And
though.
It's like an unreleased, like, from their Vault series.
Because for these... Or wait... Yeah, for These Days, I just put, you know it, you love it.
Like, dude, it's mellow. The topic is interesting. You know, it's just one of these days, all this stuff will happen.
Yeah.
I love the line in the chorus where he goes, easy for you to say, your heart has never been broken. I do like that lyric. But I will say, like, listening to this song, I go, this song gets very redundant because he just goes, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days. The bridge is interesting. Like it, the last verse gets like soft and mellow and then it goes back into heavy hitting. Spills though. Spills fucking badass.
I do like Spill.
Like it's a sleeper of a hit. Makes you want to move. And then the Bleed Me Slowly part.
Yeah.
I have a decision here.
Did you choose Spill?
I chose Spill.
Shit, I chose These Days, but I wasn't sold on it.
Damn, because I put, sorry, it looks like one of these days.
Okay.
These Days will be eliminated from the bracket.
Okay. That works.
You want to go to Spill?
Yeah, we can go to Spill. Okay.
Because
yeah.
I was just like, that's how every line of the song is. One of these days.
That's fair.
One of these days. Like, I like These Days, but like when I was critiquing it, I was like, oh, wow, this is just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. So
all right.
A song that got a buy is now eliminated. That's impressive. Next up, this was a kind of a tough decision as well. White Limo, another Wasting Light song, has been around since the preliminary round.
Well, it's one of my favorite songs.
White Limo's fucking badass. Going against Run, this is in their top 20, so this song got a buy. This is the first time we're talking about Run.
Because I've never heard Run before.
Oh, this is your first time hearing Run?
Which
I remember when Run
I
came
liked
out.
It.
Run is sick.
It's a badass song, because it's also like a heavier, fun song.
Yeah, there's like a metal part to it. And the music video is really fun of Run, because they're all dressed as old people, and they're in an old folks home.
Oh.
And then they start playing music. It's sick. But White Limo, dude. Intro riff.
Yeah, it's not White Limo. Because I put it just doesn't quite scratch that itch.
Yeah, it makes me want to drive fast. It feels like a different Foo Fighters song. The distortion on Dave's screaming vocals. The chorus is fun. And also, it's like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's boom, boom.
Does it.
Run. I always forget about this song. The music video is fun, but it's over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if they cut this down to a 3 minute song, it would have been tight.
Sure.
It would have been fucking sick. I love the how mellow and soft it is into just metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it goes back and forth. The riff is sick. The distorted vocals are sick. The solo is very fun. This was a tough decision.
White Limo.
I picked White Limo.
Yeah.
For
me, it's just like Run was very good.
I did like Run.
I would listen to Run again.
And I think Run could beat a decent amount of songs.
Yes.
But going against White Limo, we can't beat White Limo.
Yeah, the two of them could have met later on, for
sure. White Limo, moving on.
Yep.
Next up, we got a lot of Wasting Light over here.
Yeah, we did.
I Should Have Known, which has been around again from the preliminary round, going against Holding Poison, which has also been around since the preliminary round. Two songs that have been around for a long time. Wasting Light versus Medicine at Midnight. What do you think?
For I Should Have Known, I put it as really cool. I love the progression throughout it. When the bass comes in, I love when the bass sounds like it's loose.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of shake
to
it.
It's got the reverberation. Mm-hmm. The tone of the bass is sick.
Like when a bass sounds like it's been turned down.
Yeah.
Like from like the whatever, the little nipple things. What are those called?
What?
Where like you like tune it down.
A tuner? Tuner,
yeah.
Yeah, because so it's, yeah, so it's the where, string like, is loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feel. I always love that.
I love this song because I've mentioned it every time we've talked about it. Chris Novoselic's in it. So it's like the closest thing to a Nirvana song we're going to get. He plays bass in it, which is the tone, and then also accordion in it, which is fucking sick.
But Holding Poison's really fucking good.
Yeah.
The intro is so good. It's funky.
I will say when I was listening to I Should Have Known, and I was just coming off the tails of listening to These Days, I go, this has a very similar vibe where every line was like, I should have known.
I should have known.
Yeah. And it's just like, this is the same fucking song.
And Holding Poison's groovy and fun.
Holding Poison makes you want to dance. It makes you want to move. The verses are unique.
Like it, but I do like it.
Yeah. Has a different vibe than most Foo Fighters songs. There's a really cool jam part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, God, this is tougher than I thought. Because I love Wasting Life. Uh-huh. And it's the closest thing to a Nirvana song we're ever going to get. But
I chose Holding Poison.
I chose Holding Poison.
Holding Poison's fun.
Which is like so wild because I, for the longest time, said I hated Medicine at Midnight.
Sure. I mean, yeah, overall, it doesn't seem like a great album.
But I think, like, Holding Poison, this is probably one of the best songs off the album. Holding Poison's great. Damn, okay, sorry, I should have known. Holding Poison's moving on. Next up, we got a weird lineup. Skin and Bones.
Yep.
Which is a live version.
Fun, spooky
against,
song.
Against Making a Fire, which has been around since the preliminary round.
Because I'm taking less and less notes for all of these, because also I've just heard these before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skin and Bones, I put the spooky song, and Making a Fire put... It's goddamn groovy.
It's got the na-nas.
I thought it kind of sounded like Holding Poison a little bit. Yeah. It's got that feel a little bit.
My note for Making a Fire was, it's a fun generic rock song. And I feel like when they were writing it, Dave was like, this will be a radio hit.
Sure.
Like they were like, this will be the hit off the album. It kind of feels like they know how to make hits.
Sure.
And they just do things that will be hits. Skin and Bones, I love.
Mm-hmm.
It has emotion to it. It's nothing crazy or different, but I do really like it. I love how you can hear the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Making a Fire is fun. This is kind of tough.
We going with Skin and Bones?
I pick Skin and Bones. Yeah,
it's different enough.
Yo, damn, I feel like Skin and Bones has more emotion to it.
Yeah, and also like Foo Fighters, it's one of those bands where like kind of all the songs sound the same. Yeah. So when one really doesn't, it stands out.
Yes, I was nervous you were gonna pick Making a Fire here.
Nah, I like Skin and Bones.
Damn, a fuck yeah. We got two more lineups. We're going through these faster. Thankfully.
You're welcome.
Next up, Times Like These, which is, this is the first time it's ever been talked about. This is in their top 20, one of the biggest songs, going against Home off of Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace. What do you think?
So for Times Like These, I put such a great riff.
Classic Foo Fighters.
The chorus is fine, but it's catchy.
It's catchy and simple.
I got over it pretty quick, though.
This song doesn't do anything wild or different. It's just straightforward.
It's a hit, yeah.
My note is, this feels like the Foo Fighters version of Green Day's Good Riddance. Like,
okay.
The Times Like These.
That's fair.
This feels like, Time of Your Life.
Oh,
like,
sure, yeah.
Like, this feels like a graduation song.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Like, it has that vibe to it.
Because I do feel like they write a song with an objective, not just to be like, I have this feeling.
Yeah, that's
I feel like
some of their hits,
there's boxes to check.
Yeah, I feel like some of their hits, they're like, let's do this. And then it just becomes that. And they go, yeah, good. I knew it would.
Yep,
we did it.
Yeah.
I mean, Times Like These, it's classic. Home, though, freaking piano.
Really pretty. It's a piano driven song, which is fine.
I get goosebumps when I listen to it. There's strings that come over the piano. It's different.
It's nice.
Home has emotion to it. I picked Home.
Really? I picked Time Like These just because I fear we had to.
I didn't think
I'm okay with Home going on.
I picked Home just because I was like,
it's different.
There just feels like a mode. Like Times Like These is great.
Yeah.
But it just feels like they wrote it to write it.
Yeah. Where Home is, he had something to, like,
it was emotional.
He wanted to get emotion through. Yeah. Yeah. That is a good point. Yeah. I'm happy with Home.
Times Like These, people are going to get pissed.
But like,
the people that care.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I put, like, it's not exciting, but it's catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Times Like These, it's their top 20, when in their top 20, it's one of their biggest songs. It's a great song, but. And then the last lineup we're going to talk about today, Up in Arms off their second album versus All My Life. All My Life is in the top 20, so this is the first time we're talking about All My Life. This was an easy decision.
Yeah, because Up in Arms, it's a fun short song. I like the second half a lot.
It's just over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, it's not bad.
Yeah, it starts off slow and then shifts into a rock song.
But, like, All My Life, my only note is I forgot how much of a banger this one
All
is.
My Life, like, so Foo Fighters, like, they were really big, and then like they released some stuff that so they kind of dipped, and then when they released All My Life, that's like when they shot back up. Like this
so I
song,
feel like this and The Pretender are really
it's like the songs that like brought them back into the fucking like All My Life, dude. That the riff is so simple, but it's so punchy.
Well, I love them over a Paul muted strum.
That
like if they did that for every song, I wouldn't mind.
And then he does the fast vocals too. Like it's so fun. And I was like,
his yelling's great.
We don't even need to discuss it. All my life, hands down, wins. That was freaking round two of round two. Next week, you're going to do round three of round two. But in the next bracket, The Pretender's going to be in there. Learn to Fly.
Because, not to get too ahead of ourselves, I have a hard time picturing The Pretender not winning.
It's probably going to make the final four.
Because that's one where I cannot remove the music video from my
The music video is one of my favorite music videos of all time.
Of all time, yeah.
It's incredible.
No, like it is one of the best music videos I've
seen. I remember like downloading it and putting it in my iTunes. And
I remember
like,
you showing
it. It was on my iPod. Yeah. Like I watched it. It's such a fucking sick. I can't wait to talk. And we haven't talked about The Pretender yet because it's got to buy.
Right, yeah. Well, because obviously it's got to be Final Four.
It's got to be Final Four. And I'm excited to talk about it next week. But that was Brackets, Busters, and Brews. Are you playing at home?
If so, you've been done for a long time.
Yeah. And are you tired of listening to ours?
You probably didn't pick any of the songs we're talking about now.
I am curious if you guys did fill out the brackets. Are we just shitting on the songs
your
you
favorite
like?
Songs, yeah. Because I mean, I know I'm not a true fan.
Well, I'm shocked we picked home over times like these.
I'm okay with
but
that.
But I'm happy with that. That's a deep cut. But this has been the Moist Monday Podcast. Did you learn anything about the Pope?
You must.
I fucking learned a lot. Yeah. Do I remember some of it? No.
But you're going to edit this.
They built a fucking chimney every time. Why? That's the stupidest thing.
And it took them 2 years to do it once.
Incredible. Incredible. The Catholics they're doing it.
They're doing something.
And we're also doing something.
Let us know who you hope to be Pope next.
Filipino. Filipino. Are you allowed to chant that?
No, probably.
Probably.
I don't see why not.
It's a Pope rally. You can chant whatever you want.
Right.
but this has been the Moist Monday Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Parler, and Blue Sky.
Sure.
Because we barely post there, but we do eventually.
Ooh, if we post this on Parler, maybe we'll get more attention.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the conservative spot.
Yep, that's a good Blue Sky will go. Why are they talking about the Pope?
Yeah. Well, they better talk about all the bad things they did.
The Popes are bad.
I mean, we talked about the bad Popes.
We talked about the bad Popes. Make sure you send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com. Rate the podcast 5 stars. Share it with a friend. Share it with an enemy. Let's spread the moisture. Let's get moist out there.
You know, try and sneak this episode into the Vatican.
Put it in a sandwich. Put this episode in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Bye everybody.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.